Now that the day star doth appear to God devoutly, let us call, that in the deeds of daylight clear, he'd keep us from misfortunes all. Let him temper our tattling tongue, and bridle so our will, lest horror vile break us among, and strife that sounds full ill. Let all the secrets of our hearts be clean from filthiness. Let slothful sluggishness depart from us that study do profess. Let mean diet of drink and meat beat down the pride of flesh, lest raging in that filthy heat it lose of youth the flowers fresh. Take not in vain God's holy name, but use it with reverence, for why the Lord all such do blame, as here commit offense. Remember that thou wholly keep the day of rest, as God doth will, sir days thou shalt apply thy work, but rest the seventh day still. For in 6 days the Lord did frame the heaven, the earth, the creatures. The seventh he ceased and blessed the lame, as time for us on him to call. All these precepts the Lord did write in the first table made of stone, and left for us both night and day his ways to think upon. The second table followeth then, wherein the Lord instructeth us how to behave ourselves always, and the same is written thus. Unto thy parents honor give, as God commandeth thee, that thou long days and good mayst live, in heaven thy place shall be. Murder no man by word nor deed, with sword or other thing. Do not from whence hate may proceed, for murder out of heat doth spring. Avoid all foul adultery, and all that there belong, all filthy thoughts and lusts of eye, all unchaste talk of tongue. Take not by fraud, nor yet by stealth, the things that others possess, for so to take what is not thine, it is great wickedness. Against no man false witness be, but speak the truth away, for God thy secret thoughts do see, and will judge thee at the last day. Thou shalt not in thy heart desire to have thy neighbor's wife. His house nor land do not require, nor between them breed no strife. Be not desirous to reserve his ox, his horse, or beast, that he is not willing to live for what he doth possess. In vain take not the name of God, swear not by he nor she. The house with plagues is threatened, where oaths much used be. Think on the poor in their distress, and God will send thee store. The widow and the fatherless see you feed at your door. Regard the cries of England's wrong, turn not thy face away. Bear not a proud and lofty mind, for that will thee decay. These be the laws that God did give to Jacob's seed in wilderness, and let his follow them alway, we may his land possess. But such as will his laws neglect, and walk after fleshly desire, the Lord at last he will them put into eternal fire. From which the Lord deliver us, and all that trust in thee, that when we do depart this world, in heaven our place may be.